Good morning. With KUAC News, I'm Robert Hannon. Eielson Air Force Base officials will hold a town hall meeting next Wednesday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Moose Creek Fire Station to talk about the area's groundwater contamination concerns. The Air Force discovered perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, at Moose Creek in 2015. The chemicals are generally connected with a foam used in firefighting and training. Eielson leadership, federal and state regulators will talk about the interim feasibility study for long-term drinking water systems to Moose Creek residents. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. A public comment period for the feasibility study began July 1st and ends July 31st. More information about the meeting and public comment period is available from the Eielson Public Affairs Office. Juneau lawmakers gathered yesterday for their first substantial day of work in almost 3 weeks. But the two majorities in the legislature were far apart, and not just politically. Most House majority members were out of town. Alaska Public Media reports both bodies agree that the state should stop paying cash for oil tax credits. But the House also wants to reduce companies' ability to use losses to lower their future taxes. The Senate wants that practice to continue. While both sides offer up what they describe as compromises on oil and gas tax legislation, neither appeared ready to move on the issue of allowing companies to use losses to reduce taxes. Senators say they returned to Juneau to follow legislative rules that allow them to consider the oil tax bill. But House members say they didn't want to waste money on travel if the two sides can't reach an agreement. The special session must end by Saturday. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is giving a green light to the state of Alaska's reinsurance program, which helps people who buy their own health insurance. Healthcare Administrator Seema Verma, who oversees the Obama-era health care law for the Trump administration, says the approval means federal money will flow to the state to shore up Alaska's individual health insurance market, about $48 million next year.
Our analysis shows that the premium should go down by 20%, so that's going to be helpful not only for the people that are getting subsidies, but also for the people that don't get subsidies.
Alaska is the first to get what's known as the State Innovation Waiver under the Affordable Care Act. Although the federal government will now fund most of Alaska's reinsurance program, the state designed it to avoid adding to the federal deficit. The state legislature kicked off the program last year by paying $55 million for reinsurance. That covered insurance claims for some of the most expensive Alaskans in the risk pool. It held premiums down for everybody, and the state says saved the federal government about $50 million that it didn't have to pay in premium subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. The government has essentially agreed to send that savings to Alaska to bring down premiums more and entice more uninsured Alaskans to buy coverage. Senator Lisa Murkowski says a more stable market could attract another insurer to provide competition.
The hope is that you don't need to have this backstop going well out into the future.
The news comes as Senate Republicans are set to unveil a revamp bill to replace the Affordable Care Act. Senator Dan Sullivan says the draft he's seen would allow the innovation funds to continue and has similar programs for the states. Like Murkowski, Sullivan says the news of the government's waiver doesn't make it more likely he'll vote for or against the health care bill. The innovation waiver is set to last 5 years for a total of about $330 million, though the amount would vary from year to year, especially if a new health care law lowers Alaska's insurance subsidies. I'm Robert Hannon.